Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only 6 numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these 6 numbers,
785-833.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Bobby Bones.
Transmitting across America.
Turn it up.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Let's go.
Hope everybody had a great weekend. Welcome back to the show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
All right, let's do a get to know you. I'll ask the question. When you know what the answer is, let me know.
Okay.
Because you don't know what the question is yet, but if you finally get it, let me know. The question is, what's the one question that you wish people would ask you less? So the one question that people ask you, like, I wish that. And I can go first since I already knew the question. Mine would be Jones? Your last name Jones? Or I'm like, no, Bones. Or they're like, Bones. So Bones, like, is that your real last name? And that's not near as much. It's always the Jones thing. But then I'm like, no, that's not my real last name. It's like a stupid name they gave me when I was a kid. But Bobby's my real name. And then they still get on. And here he is, Bobby Jones, constantly. So mine is your Jones, is that your name?
That can be annoying.
It's just annoying to me.
Yeah.
Eddie?
Yeah, mine's, are those all your kids?
Oh, good.
Because two of them are adopted. And then you just have to go into all that. Or it's just like, they don't look like me. So automatically, I'm just like, so I feel like they're asking the question because they know something's.
Three of them do.
Yeah, but one of them really doesn't.
I bet Amy has this problem too. Was that yours too?
Oh, I mean, I get to ask that a lot.
Amy's kids look way less like her, Eddie, than your kids look like you.
Yeah. Got it.
Yes. Yes, I am white and they are black.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So very different.
Would that have been what you would have said?
No, I mean, I think it's pretty obvious that they're adopted.
Right.
But okay. It may not be obvious that I'm their mom. Early on when my son was really young, he would be riding his bike in the neighborhood and I would be walking not too far behind him and people would be like freaking out, like, where are your parents? And he'd be like, my mom's right there. And they would give me this look like, what? And
I thought,
like,
you were going to abduct him?
I'm like, yeah. I'm his mom. We're good. He's safe.
So what do you have as your answer to that question? What question do you wish people would ask you less?
Gosh.
How do you get to be so pretty?
No.
I know.
What? No, stop. Lunchbox, it has nothing to do with my divorce.
Oh, that's
right. Anytime he puts that voice on where he's like, yeah. You know it's something divorcey.
I'll just go ahead and get ahead of it. No, probably over the years, like a lot of times, and I guess I don't mind it so much, but a lot of people are very curious about you, and they ask me about you.
Like,
what's Bobby, what is Bobby really like? Or which I don't mind answering, but then at some point.
Sounds like she does a little bit, if I'm being honest. Yeah.
Is that bad?
She's like,
you don't like talking about Bobby?
She's like, I don't mind answering it, but.
No, but I mean, it's just like they start asking me like more personal questions about you, and it's not my place to say what you've divulged on air. I'm not going to go say other things. Do you know what I mean?
Everybody needs to relax. You know what I mean? HIPAA.
HIPAA.
That's
right. HIPAA.
Lunchbox?
Yeah. When are you going to stop playing soccer? Like, guys, I mean.
Is that just your wife?
Oh.
Well, yeah, she. Yeah, she says that quite a bit. Like, hey, you know, like, it's time. We have kids. Like, you're leaving one night a week to go play soccer.
What does that have to do? Messi still plays. He's got kids.
Exactly what I said.
There's a difference.
Ronaldo, he's got lots of kids.
Again, you're pulling up a bad example. Yeah. And what's your answer?
I'm like, I'll know when the time is right. Like, I still got a couple years in me.
Are you constantly injured?
No.
Never tweaked or anything?
No.
And why? Who cares?
Exactly.
Play.
That's what I'm saying.
You owe it to yourself.
I do.
And at the game of soccer.
Yeah, the game of soccer has given me so much, and I've given so much to the game of soccer that it's not ready for me to walk away.
Amen.
The World Cup is coming.
Oh, yeah.
Where? Where?
To the United States of America,
okay,
to Mexico, and Canada.
All over
North America.
It moves around?
Multiple stadiums.
Oh, cool, cool. Yeah. Okay, got it. That makes sense. I just saw North America, and I didn't know specifically where, so that's what I wanted to know.
Then North America.
No, is Lunchbox playing in this? What do you buy?
Well, that's a big announcement here. Let's open up the mailbag.
You send an email, and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag. Yeah.
Hello. Whoa. Bobby Bones. I'm in a dilemma with my wife. We're both fans of a very popular country artist, and we just found out they're coming back to town to play a show. The last time we saw this artist, they were terrible, though. The live performance was clunky, they sang poorly, and I regretted the amount of money we spent on the show because we did not have a good time. However, my wife is still a fan of this artist, and their star has continued to rise. However, I don't want to spend money at the risk of being disappointed again. What would you do in this situation? Would you give the artist another chance or tell your wife she can go solo? Signed, Burned by a Country Artist. My response is they were probably drunk.
Yeah.
But like,
yeah, I mean,
they're having a good time.
Yeah. It was like, yeah. So,
no, I mean, yeah, give them another chance.
I would say give them another chance. Most, not all, most artists in this format specifically have to be able to sing live. There are a few outliers that just can't, but this isn't pop where they really try to package everybody. Now, they do package and build PR, but around a product that can perform. So I would say yes. But also in this genre, you also have a lot of drunks. And sometimes, especially if the star is rising, you're getting all this fame and notoriety all at once, which you're not used to. And what do? You live in excess a little bit and you get drunk. There's brand new artist. Yes, ma'am. No, ma'am. Yes, sir. No, sir. Sober. There's new artist who's having some success, hooking up with everybody, drinking all the time. And then there's artists with sustained success, which kind of goes back to how they originally started. You probably saw them in that gap, that middle. Mm. And sometimes you just get better performing drunk, too. So they might still be drunk and just be better. I would give them another shot. Because most just, it's hard to survive in country music without being really good live.
Yeah.
So go back. I mean, if you just don't like their music, you can let your wife go solo. But I wouldn't recommend it because your wife solo will be ending up with Brantley Gilbert or whoever it is. And that's not Brantley in the story, and he's married. This is the first name that came to my mind. Somebody that's like, Brantley rocks.
But then after this time, if you go and it's really bad, then next time they come to town, you can have an excuse to bail out. Because
next thing you know, her and Hauser gone.
What is it? Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me.
Correct. By the way, this is no dig at Brantley or Hauser, just two names that came to my mind.
Random
male artist. That's correct. Thank you. They're both happily married and good dudes.
Yeah.
All right, that's it. Close the mailbag.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Name that iconic sound. For example, this was the controversial one last week. Here you go. That is
Super Mario Brothers. No. Oh my gosh.
Okay. Lunch that Nintendo got mad.
Yeah.
Okay. It's Super Mario Brothers. Okay. Here's this one.
Woo-hoo.
That was the
Pillsbury Doughboy.
Yes.
Very good. Pillsbury. Now, we got five of these. Are you guys ready to play?
Ready.
Yeah. All you have to do is name that iconic sound. Here we go. Why did you give me grimace face?
I don't know.
You want to hear it again?
Yeah.
Here you go.
Okay.
Grimace, like the purple guy?
No, like grimacing.
Grimacing.
Like, Okay.
I wonder if that's why he's named Grimace.
I don't know.
He looks pretty happy to me. Everybody good?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Morgan, you good?
Yeah, I am.
What do you have, Morgan?
Windows.
Eddie?
Law and Order.
Lunchbox?
Law and Order.
Amy?
Law and Order.
Law and Order is correct. Next up. Name that iconic sound. Here we go.
Oh. Okay.
I'm gonna play it again.
Maybe.
Oh. 5 seconds. And you have to be specific.
It's very specific.
Yeah. Very.
It's like,
oh,
oh
so
man,
it's not.
That's a little...
A creature.
No.
All right, 3, 2, 1, time. Pens down. Lunchbox.
Goonies.
Amy.
R2-D2.
Oh, man.
I know. I'm close.
Eddie?
Chewbacca.
Chewbacca, that's it.
Morgan?
I knew it after, but I put down Clydesdale.
A horse.
Like a horse.
The beer horses. Yeah, yeah, the beer
horse.
Yeah.
Horse.
Yeah. All right, Eddie takes the lead.
Come on.
Yay.
All right, here's the next one.
I'm in.
Everybody good?
Mm-mm.
You want one more time?
Do we have to be specific?
Yeah, that's the question.
Nintendo.
Stop.
Go, Amy.
It's that Daisy Dukes car.
Okay. Lunchbox?
Dukes of Hazzard.
That's it.
Eddie?
Dukes of Hazzard.
Morgan?
I had a clown truck.
A clown truck.
That
like
works
it.
Too.
Amy, I can't give it to you.
I know, but.
But I'm going to give it to these two Dukes of Hazzard. That's the General Lee car from the Dukes of Hazzard. Yeah. That's correct.
I couldn't think of the name
See?
Of the car.
The had boys are Hazzard County.
Thank you, Amy.
Okay, we have two more. Here we go.
What the?
Name the iconic sound. Here it is again.
I don't know what that is.
Okay. I'm in.
Can I circle back?
Yeah, I'm in. Jeez, I don't even know what we're listening.
There's no crowd cheering in that club.
Right, I didn't
I
hear
know
that.
What that is.
Don't worry.
All right, 3 seconds. All right, time. It's a very, very, very old clip.
Got it.
Oh, okay.
It's that's
very,
why.
Old. Very, very old. Morgan.
Saw? Like Saw the movie?
Lunchbox.
Ashley Simpson lip singing on Saturday Night Live and it's scratching the track.
You wrote all that down?
Yep.
Eddie.
Android.
Amy.
Splash Mountain.
Old school black and white movie Godzilla. Listen again.
Oh, man.
Okay. It's old music.
What have you got that one?
Nobody got it. Okay, last one. Here we. The only person who can win is Eddie and Lunchbox can tie. Here we go.
I'm in
on that one.
I'm
whoa,
in.
Whoa. Okay, maybe.
Oh, gosh.
Can I hear it again? Shoot, what is that?
I have to forget. I have to play,
what?
I have to sandbag or whatever. Because like if I give away that I know it too fast, it gives them a hint. Yeah.
Everybody good?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Lunchbox, you can tie it. Go ahead.
Yeah, Coca-Cola.
Incorrect.
Mm-hmm.
Eddie.
Hunger Games?
Correct.
Ugh. Yeah!
Morgan?
Hunger Games.
Amy?
Hunger Games.
Nice job.
Never seen it. What happens there? Somebody
that's
about to
their,
die?
That's like their call.
Yeah.
Oh,
I thought that was the Coca-Cola commercial where they blow into the bottles.
Ricola?
They blow into the Coke bottles?
He's thinking about the... yeah, Beverly Hillbillies. Okay. They're playing the rest of the band.
The jugs?
Yeah, the jugs, yeah. Eddie, you won again, buddy.
Okay, let's go.
He won last week. He's a 2-time defending champion.
This is my game.
But Eddie, thank you, everybody.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
There's this kid, he's 11 years old, his name's Van Sloan, and his cat went missing. He lives in Billings, Montana, and the cat, like, went up into these cliffs. So Van's like, I'm going to go climb these cliffs and try to get my cat, Bruce.
Sounds like a Montana boy to me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do it yourself. I'll go climb the mountains. Go ahead.
Yeah, because the cat was stuck on this steep, rocky ledge and couldn't get back down. But then Van was also stuck.
Mm.
His mom called 911. A crew from the Billings Fire Department responded. And they rappelled Van down. I mean, also as 11-year-old, this got to be the coolest experience ever.
No, I think
ever.
It's not cool because you almost died.
Okay, maybe scary for a second. But then when the fireman
maybe
like...
Maybe pictures after are cool.
Right. Remember, yeah. I feel like my son would be like, and then the firefighter rappelled me down and I made it to the ground and Van was so thankful. He said to the firefighter, thank you so much. I don't know how I can ever repay you.
Got a couple things to say about this.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, the name Van, I like it.
Awesome.
I do like the name Van. I didn't know I did. because I think of a van, like a white creepy van.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't. I like the name van for a kid. That's number one. Number two, you ever see these goats that walk on the ledges, the mountains?
Amazing. Oh, yeah.
It's crazy.
How they don't just fall off one after. Boom, boom. It is crazy.
You see the videos of the hikers that have to move out of the way because the goats are coming through?
I've never seen that.
And they're right at the edge and they're like, oh, let the goats go through or they're going to knock us off.
Those goats are brave as crap.
Yeah.
And that's also natural selection big time because the goats that suck die.
Mm.
And only the strong goats survive, the ones that are really good at that. So they just get better and better. Yeah, those goats are cool. And then Van's life was saved. Obviously, that's the biggest part of this. That's not a goat or a name, but go ahead.
Right, but as for Bruce the cat.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about Bruce. No, don't give us bad news.
Don't
stop. Man. Just stop the story.
Stop.
Just stop the story. So to be continued, we'll never come back.
It's not bad news.
Okay.
Oh.
Pitched it. You gave us a tone.
Well, because they just opted to wait for Bruce to come home when he gets hungry. Van just got a little bit, like, eager to go get Bruce.
Did Bruce come home?
TBD.
Oh.
No, you
that's
said
for yeah. real to be continued or... It's real. They don't know yet.
I don't know yet.
Okay. Are you winking?
But I think Bruce is totally fine. It's just that Van got
but you
a little.
Don't know.
It sounds like Bruce should be the boy and Van should be the cat.
Right. But Van was like trying to take matters into his own hands when he should have just waited for
safe.
The cat.
He's anyway. Safe and the cat's. Give us that to be continued. Did you really die? The cat really die?
No.
Okay.
No, Bruce is fine. Okay, I think he just has to get hungry enough.
Come on, Bruce. Come home, buddy. All right. That kid's safe. Thanks to our first responders. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers, and join me in this fight. And visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. When it comes to things that I love universally, my dogs, and I'll go 3-1. Arkansas sports, number one, my wife. And so I love it. You know what I almost love universally is bacon, because, I mean, it's hard to have bad bacon. I love bacon. I love it, like, not super crispy. I like that middle, like a little bit of crisp on it, but also a little bit of soft. And when it comes to bacon, the best bacon, and again, I love bacon, the best bacon is Right Brand bacon. It's awesome. So awesome that I had some sent to me and I came back. It was up here in the studio and it was gone. And Eddie took a whole case home, but where he blew it was he posted it on Instagram. Bacon is awesome. So let me tell you about Right Brand bacon. It is so good that if you cook bacon for people at your house, they're going to be like, well, what's happening here? Like, you in an extra good mood today? Nope, it's just the bacon. I'm talking about the number one thick cut, flip your whole world upside down type of bacon. The thickness of it, how it's actually real wood smoked. It is unbelievable. Almost indescribable. I cannot tell you about it with words and how good it is. Do yourself a favor and get you some Right Brand bacon and experience bacon the right way. All right, Morgan, you get to play this one.
All right, let's do it.
We're going to do Bobby Feud. Here we go. There are 10 answers on the board. Greatest American singers. We asked 2,000 Bobby Bone Show listeners on our Facebook and Instagram stories in the little box where it's like, type in your deal here. The greatest American singers of all time. That's all I'm going to say. What do you have? 10 are on the board. Amy, you're first. Go ahead.
Elvis.
Show me Elvis. Number one answer. Nice job.
American is where it's, you know.
Yeah. It's tricky.
Tricky because there's so many. And then I'm like, shoot, they're from Canada. Shoot, they're from somewhere else.
Jackie Chan. Not from America.
Yeah.
Carrie Underwood.
Show me Carrie.
Wow, have they not heard her sing?
I don't think so. Most Americans are like, Carrie who?
Yeah, I've never heard her sing.
JK, but she didn't make the top 10. Maybe 11. Eddie.
Bones, give me Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson. Number two, Eddie, have yourself 2 points.
Bones, give me Whitney Houston.
Whitney Houston. Solid. Number seven. Have yourself 7 points.
Dang. No, I'm in trouble. Bones, give me Dolly.
Dolly Parton.
What?
Number five. Have yourself 5 points.
Wow, wow, wow. That's crazy. That's crazy. Let's see. Bones, give me Garth Brooks.
Garth Brooks.
Okay. I see a theme here.
What's the theme?
What's the theme?
Good singers?
Oh, no. The
greatest singers in American history? I think by our listeners.
That maybe country people aren't making the list.
Well, Dolly Parton did.
Dolly's.
Elvis is the Country Music Hall of Fame.
Okay, good point.
Morgan?
All right, I'm going Kelly Clarkson.
Kelly Clarkson!
They've never heard of Kelly Clarkson?
I think she may have been 11 or 12.
Okay.
Yeah. Amy, we're back over to you. The points are doubled. We're looking for the greatest American singers.
Mariah Carey.
Oh, that's a good one.
We were just a sweet, sweet fantasy, baby.
Show me Mariah Carey.
Oh. Whoa.
I don't know what people are looking for. Tough.
Eddie Spaghetti.
Justin Timberlake. He's American.
NSYNC did put out a new song on the Trolls, new Trolls movie.
I'm saying. He's great.
Show me Timberlake. Points are doubled. Morgan, we're looking for the greatest American singers of all time.
I feel like she has to be on this list. It's Aretha Franklin.
Show me R-E-S-P-E-C-T Aretha. Yes.
Wow.
Okay. That's worth 6. You got 12 points there,
yes.
Morgan.
Okay. I don't know if our listeners would choose her, but she's really good. I feel like Ariana Grande.
Show me. Okay, so here we are. Points are now tripled.
Oh.
It's the Bobby Feud, greatest American singers ever. There are 5 answers left on the board. The ones off the board are Elvis, Michael Jackson, Dolly Parton, Aretha Franklin, and Whitney Houston. Amy, you have 1 point.
Yeah. Thanks, Elvis.
Yeah, you're the girl.
Willie Nelson.
Show me.
Stop. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I love Willie.
I love his voice.
Yeah, I love his voice, too. But like, greatest American singers. It's
hey,
a tough one. Yeah, I hear you.
He's been around.
That's true. That part is right. If it were singers who have been around, Willie,
I mean,
make that list.
Longevity, yes. For sure.
Eddie, you need this. Oh, you're in the lead right now.
I'm in the lead. Yeah. And this could be huge. This is kind of one of those, like, maybe dark horses. Give me Christina Aguilera.
That's a good guess.
Because she's got a great voice.
One of the best voices in pop music history.
Yeah. Is she not American, Amy?
No, but Mariah Carey would be.
I'm not the one making the decisions here. Should I get the listeners on, every one of them? Show me Christina, Genie in a Bottle. Morgan, you're down 2, so if you get any of these, you win. 5 answers left on the board. Greatest American singers of all time. What are you thinking? Give me all the options in your head right now.
Well, I have Reba McEntire written down. She's a legend. I also have John Legend.
He's a legend, literally.
Literally.
Oh, yeah.
But I just don't know with our listeners, like, if they're going to go pop.
Well, they're clearly not going country.
I know. Okay. I feel like I got to go John Legend. He's really good.
Well, I will tell you this. On the board was Reba McEntire.
Dang it!
Oh, no!
Oh, my bad.
And Amy completely threw you off of that one.
Hey, my bad.
Wow. And you would have won because Reba was at 10.
Oh. Hey, she makes her own choices.
Yeah. Is John Legend even on the board?
Amy dangled the bait out there.
Thanks, Amy.
You're welcome. No problem.
If John Legend's on there, he's up at number 3. Okay, so at number 9 would have been Prince.
Yeah.
And number 8 would have been LB's Tina Turner.
Think they're the best.
And number 4 would have been Johnny Cash. Another country artist that Amy said wouldn't have been on the list.
Well, then I guess Willie.
And then at number 3, it's either going to be John Legend or it's not.
Or anyone else.
And if it's John Legend, Morgan wins. And if it's not, Eddie wins. The answer is at number 3, Old Blue Eyes, Frank Sinatra.
Let's go!
Eddie, you are the winner.
Man, hey, that was a tough one.
Who do you want to thank?
Well, I want to thank Amy, of course. I want to thank Amy for saying that there are no country singers
on
that list.
It felt that way for sure.
Yeah.
But Reba was on the list?
Yeah, she was at 10. And Johnny Cash.
Johnny Cash.
There were two more.
I almost went Shay Mooney.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, Eddie, you are the winner.
Thank you, man.
Congratulations.
Pretty nice.
So what's the situation?
Well, so my friend's been dating this guy for a while, but she has to go into the office every day for her work. In fact, like, she's never seen him actually work from home because that's where he's working. Some stuff went down, computer systems or something at her office went down, so she had to work from home for a few days, and that's when she got a peek into his life. And she was like, what does he do all day? I do not understand. And she's like sort of turned off by it. She doesn't find it attractive at all that...
Oh, he messed up. You got to do fake stuff and leave the house a little bit.
But what's he doing?
He did leave the house a little bit to go play some football with some friends.
Yeah. Football. Okay. So he works at home. Does he make his job seem like it's a lot harder than it is? Because that would...
I don't know.
He's not... like, I'm so tired. But then he's just goofing around all day.
Well, let's see. One day the movie of choice was Pirates of the Caribbean.
He watched a movie during work, a full movie.
Next day, Jaws was on.
A little shorter, at least.
She would just walk in and like things would be on. I mean, she was like, at one point, Looney Tunes were on. Like,
okay, but what if
cool,
it's like...
That's cool.
What if his job, though, is like he's got to think of stuff? What if it's like an on-call job?
No.
Or a computer.
An entrepreneur.
And you're just...
Nope, has his own
business.
Does
he review old movies?
Yeah.
Maybe?
Maybe he
has... That's a great question.
Maybe he has a blog. I'm not sure.
But what about the football thing?
Yeah, apparently he's got this group of friends. It's like some indoor football league thing where sometimes they either meet early morning or they meet on lunch breaks.
So they go play ball during the work. But he's an entrepreneur. Like, he probably has to get his mind right because he's got... He should have faked it. If he knew she was staying home, you go work at Starbucks or something. Because now she's going to hold that against him. And now so she's like, I don't like it.
It got to where, I mean, the first day she told me about it, she was like, haha, check this out. And the second day she's like, all right, today's movie of choice is. And she's giving me updates. And I was like.
But did he create something magical and that he has to be in the right place with his heart in his head? He's got to watch like a thriller. You know, he's got to like be so real. I just, if he has his own business, I want to give him the benefit of the doubt because he's probably got to be in a healthy mental space.
I don't know. I think she just works really long hours and she comes home and he always is acting very exhausted.
Yeah, you got to fake it. I just go back to that. You got to fake like it's a hard day. I mean, go out, get a shovel, rub some dirt on your head, even if your job is on a computer all day.
Right. She's like, she literally texts me. She's like, you think you know someone, you know? And then
has she said anything to him?
You just learn this totally different side of them. No, I mean, I think at one point she said something else. I do know that there was an issue at, like, maybe around, you know, in between lunch and dinner, like 3 p.m. afternoon snack when he went and got a bunch of cereal.
In his PJs.
I don't understand. I think his girl is just stuck up.
I think she's jealous that she didn't create a job for herself. Does he make a good living?
He could make a better living.
No,
that's her point.
No, anybody can make a better living.
No, because she's like, look, he has a really good thing that he's created and a really good opportunity. And she was like, it could be so much more than it is. And
why
doesn't
she do it?
She does actually help him with things. She really does help him. Mm. But her point, look, her point is, she's just like, okay, fine. Have your Lucky Charms at 3 p.m. You could be out, like, selling things and pushing more of your stuff to different businesses. Like, she's like, if that was my business, this is what I would be doing.
Well, then create your own business, honey.
Okay, well.
And what's wrong with Lucky Charms at 3 p.m.?
Exactly. What's wrong with Jaws if it's got to put you in a... Listen, nobody's going to outwork me, right? Okay. They just aren't. And it's not a braggy thing. It's just I am so insecure that I work hard. But...
You would never behave this way.
That's not true.
Hey, listen, if you were dating this, you would be very turned off.
I mean, Amy, you know a lot about this friend and
she's very close
friend
to
and their relationship.
Oh, it's a friend.
It's a friend. Like, you think I have some guy in my house?
In a house, Amy's
like,
got some guy.
Pirates of the Caribbean.
Lucky Charms.
I have like one TV and it doesn't barely work. So,
he took the other ones.
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking.
How many
for
did
a
you have
TV.
Before he took them?
I want to get one of those new.
No,
frame.
That's not the question. How many did you have?
I want to get one of those new frame.
How many TVs did you take, Amy?
So let's do the math. You had how many, but now you have how many?
I said you should take these TVs because I want the new frame TV.
Yeah, we got one of those.
Yeah. I can't wait.
Well, it's a TV. It's art TV. But then we bought the frame that looks like a frame.
Oh, I've seen that.
Yes.
So at first it was just like an art thing, but now we have a frame on it. It looks like a painting.
Right.
That it's amazing.
That's what I'm going to get.
Who knew it was even a thing?
I thought it was a painting like two times when I saw it.
So did I. I was going to sell it. I was like, how did we get the Mona Lisa?
I'm waiting till Black Friday. I went to go buy one, and the guy told me, he was like, if you can wait, you should wait till Black Friday. I was like,
okay. Can you trust that you'll get it, though?
Well, I hope so.
On Black Friday? I mean, it's... Do they have unlimited online on Black Friday?
Usually.
Because I avoid Black Friday.
Well, yeah, I'm not going to go into the store. He said I could do it online.
Got it. And so anyway, Beth's friend.
Yeah, it's not me.
Tell her she needs to chill out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is she listening right now, you think?
But yeah, I'm going to call her a name.
I don't know her name. Monica, chill out. Everybody has their own way of doing things. People ridicule me forever, but why would you wake up at 2:30 in the morning? Your show doesn't go on until 5 or 6. I need certain space and time. And sometimes in the morning now, I wake up too, and I'll play a video game for 30 minutes to get my mind right. Well, if Caitlin walked in and was like, at 3:30 in the morning, I was like, why are you playing Madden right now? Mm. Well, I'm getting ready. I got another hour. That's just how I get ready. I'm so offended for this person.
Okay.
Don't be a hater. That's what I'm going to say. Lunchbox, what do you say?
I say she's stuck up and she thinks she's better than everybody.
Yes, sir.
What? No.
Yeah,
great
100%.
Your own business. Eddie?
Let the guy eat his Lucky Charms.
Let him eat his Lucky Charms.
Come on.
Hashtag Lucky Charms for life.
Yes.
She just kind of thought he was out hustling all day.
He is.
He is.
Okay. In his mind.
That's right.
He's cranking out stuff in his mind.
Does he pay his bills? Is he able to take her? Mm-hmm. I mean.
No.
All right. Uh-oh. There we go. Here's a voicemail from last night.
I have a question. Did Lunchbox ever actually get his roof fixed, or is it still leaking? Just wondering. Thanks. Love the show.
Lunchbox?
Oh, no. I had to get it fixed.
Insurance?
Yeah.
TV show?
No.
They didn't do it.
You had to bring that
up. I waited months.
But the TV show is like...
That's you're doing.
The TV show is like renovation, not repair.
Yeah,
it's
but
not John's repair shop. It's, we're going to build something new and you have to pay for it.
Do you understand? You guys keep saying, oh, it's not renovation. It's, you know.
Repair.
Or it's not repair, it's renovation. Two words, I get confused.
Go ahead.
They're big words.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is they could have renovated that room.
But you had to pay for it and you didn't agree
to do that. I understand, but if they were going to renovate that room, why would I fix the roof if they're just going to take it off
I don't think they take the roof
somebody
off.
Somebody get this guy some coffee. He needs to sober up over here.
They renovated a room at my house and it required no removal of
it. But what if they were going to add like a big old like, nook up there, and so they were going to have to extend the roof. Oh, okay. I mean, that's what I would have asked for.
Okay, good point.
He needs a nook, guys. Get him a nook and a cup of coffee. All right, here's the next voicemail.
Funny story about me waiting on the phone to talk to you about a boss just over-explaining everything. While I was waiting on hold, I pooped my pants and had to go home and change. But I stayed on hold, and I just thought you might like to know about that because that's how much I care about your show, and I just love all of you guys. Thank you very much for everything you do, and you make my day bearable.
Okay. I'm torn with emotion.
We didn't want
to
know.
Yeah, no, I didn't. I like him, and I appreciate it. But that's one of those you just hold to yourself.
Huh.
Dang, I appreciate that, buddy. Thank you for caring. I don't know.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
All right, I have some Halloween costume ideas that are inspired by top TV shows from this year.
Stranger Things is the last 5 to 7 years been a big one.
Ted Lasso.
Succession.
What do they wear there, a suit?
Suit.
That'd be weird.
Don't laugh at him.
No.
Go ahead.
Shiv Roy is on here.
Shiv. Girl.
Yes, from Succession. Like
crazy,
you know,
Burberry bags or
a monochromatic outfit, like turtleneck, dress pants, blazer, gold jewelry.
That's called going to work.
Yeah, I don't think you would know who she was.
Yeah, but... I don't either. Yeah. Okay, what else you got?
Daisy from Daisy Jones and the Six.
Oh, and that's Elvis's granddaughter.
It's like
in real life.
Yes.
Yeah, I guess I don't.
Never even heard of that.
Riley Coe.
Yes, but that show is current times, though, right? It's correct. Not 70. She just looks 70.
No. I think it's based
really?
in the
Oh, it is?
Yeah, it's
I've never seen it.
Yeah, it's good.
Think kimono, fringy top, crochet piece, boots, bell-bottom jeans.
They say
jeans.
It's kind of like Stevie Nicks.
Uh-huh.
Based on her.
Sometimes character. She does her mouth like Elvis, though.
It's crazy, dude.
And I don't think she
when
means
she sings,
to.
She kind of
sounds
like Elvis.
Yeah. All right.
Chef Sydney from The Bear.
Oh, the shit. Yeah, Chef. Yeah.
And then people will be saying, yes, Chef.
Yeah. Everybody who watches that show for the first time yells, yes, Chef, all the time. Then then you don't do it anymore, but then your other people do it, and you're like, oh, they must just be watching The Bear.
Yeah.
Like, you just need some slip-on clogs and a dish towel tucked in your back pocket or into your apron. Ellie from The Last of Us.
Oh, the girl, little girl.
Yeah.
That show is so good.
Converse sneakers, combat boots, backpack, army jacket.
Max, the zombie type things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you talked about that one.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, no, it's really good.
Yeah.
A dating coach shared some things that are super attractive to that people do, like if you're wanting to attract someone.
Make a lot of money, lift a lot of weights.
No, that's not on here.
Okay.
But you need to make access to you like exclusive. You need to not give your time to just anybody, and whoever you're kind of seeing, they need to kind of know that. And then also, this
a lie about how busy you are?
No, but you don't always have to be so available.
That's why I say I'm busy.
And I do really want to get with you sometimes because of that.
See, it's working.
Yeah, dang.
Now, obviously, you need to be confident, but there's one that stood out to me that I thought we would go over.
Abs.
No.
No.
But he said what you need to do is attach your
name
to a super attractive role. Like, don't just be Sarah. Like, if you're Sarah that does yoga, you need to be, Sarah, the yoga girl. Or dude, Sarah, the yoga instructor.
Producer Eddie.
Yes.
Oh, shut up.
I mean, this is just all me.
Stupid.
Radio.
That's the stupidest thing I ever heard.
Lunchbox.
That's funny.
All right, what else?
But, I mean, that could work. They just need to, they say that's a tip. I have the five best country songs that make fun of country music.
Okay, and good fun, like healthy fun?
Yeah,
good okay, fun. Go ahead.
In at number five, Backwards by Rascal Flatts.
You get your house back, you get your dog back, you get your best friend Jack back, and get your
joke. I don't know if I've ever heard that song, but I've heard the joke before. Do a country music song backward to get it all back.
Oh, I've never heard that.
Yeah, what's the next one?
Maddie and Tay at four with Girl in a Country Song.
Me and the Let's girl in a country song.
Okay.
At three, Hardy put out Rednecker.
My town's smaller than your town.
I don't feel like that really makes fun. A little.
He's trying to be more country than country.
Yeah, like. I mean, I feel like it makes fun of him. Yeah, okay, go ahead.
So, Granger Smith, but as Earl Dibbles Jr., the country boy song.
I wake up, put a dip in.
That's
right.
That's a good one. And?
And the number one song is from Brantley Gilbert with Hardy and Toby Keith. The worst country song of all time.
This is the worst country song of all time. And it goes, I hate beer and honky-tonk.
Remember, we had this little fake feud for a minute?
Yeah.
We put out a song called Can't Say That in a Country Song way before this, which they never heard, I'm sure.
Yeah, well,
but
you're in luck.
It was basically the same song.
I have a hook of that. This is The Raging Idiots with John Party.
No, you can't say that.
I know the list was from The Boot, and then I added it.
Nobody gives us the credit we deserve.
We never make lists.
No, we don't. Unless it's like Suckiest People.
Number one.
Yeah. And again, you're number two. Produce ready. Why don't we just play this whole song here?
Oh, yeah, let's do it.
All right,
it's
wrap
funny.
It up there.
I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Oh. It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
Sandra Gomez's home in Ohio was in need of some serious repairs. Lots of holes in the floor, multiple water leaks, problems just keeping the home livable. She lives in the home with her daughter and four grandchildren. She was worried about how they would make it through winter. If you got holes in the house, there's some holes in this house. There's some holes in this house. If you got holes in this house, you can't keep the place warm.
Yeah.
So help arrived when Impact Cares offered to fix up the home for Sandra and her family. And they were like, dang, that's nice. But then they were like, no, not this one. We're going to fix up a different, better home
for you guys. Oh, they're moving.
So starting about 5 years ago, Impact Communities founders Dave and Terry, they travel around, they find other homes, people donate them, they fix them up, and then they move them in.
That's amazing.
So they totally renovated and furnished a home near her, offered it up to her, her daughter, her grandkids, and now she lives there. And there are no more holes in this house.
What is that?
Oh, it's a different word.
Google
it.
You're not Gen Z like us.
Oh, I can guess.
You're not Gen Z like us.
No, I get it.
But it's also a really old, it's like an old hip hop song.
Yeah, I get it.
But not, instead of holes.
I get it.
There's some holes in this house.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. I've got some big news to share with you in our season premiere featuring the one and only Kris Jenner.
Oh my gosh, congratulations. That is very, very exciting.
And that's just the beginning. We'll also be joined by podcast hosts Jay Shetty, Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, and many more. So come on in, take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood. Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.